Good afternoon, everyone. This is Hartmut Schumacher from podcast Go Your Own Path and Dr. Karl Muhr from Made in Nature. And we are doing a cooperation in order to make an interview with Christian Pichler, the CEO of the company Santerra in Peding, Bavaria. Christian, welcome to our show. It's my pleasure.
Thank you for invitation.
Well, you already worked in this business, or well, you are self-employed since 36 years, and in this business more than 25 years. And since 20 years, you are doing the development and invention and work in this area with a lot of passion. Is that correct so far?
Yes, of course. So my profession is economic education. So I'm entrepreneur since 36 years, and 25 years ago I met a very interesting product which make good results for degenerative diseases and have no side effects. Therefore, I was first interested in business, because I thought many of our people in the society are older. We have more older people than younger people. We have more people with 60 years old and more than 20 years old. So I thought, if you have so many people, the degenerative diseases starts at 45, at 50 years old. You have deteriorations in all your body systems, in the organs, in the brain, in the nerves, and so on. It's depending from a hard life. It's depending from a lot of stress in work. It's depending from a lot of pollution in our environment, like electrosmog, bad food, and such things. This is accelerating the degenerative diseases.
And do you made a market analysis, or how did you come to this product? Because there are so many products out there, and there's so many marketing solutions out there, but to go in this field of pulse electromagnetic field system in combination with biological resonance and acupuncture, laser acupuncture, this is a very specific market. It wasn't very well known when you started.
I did not know everything about these things, but I listened a lesson from a medical doctor which was doing nature medicine. She was using only treatments with no side effects. Because if you start in a chronic disease, you have a chronic treatment. And the pharmaceutical treatment in chronic is very bad in the side effects. You start with one or two pills, and after 3-4 years, you have 5-6 pills, because now you must treat the side effects from the canisters. And so we looked as a business. I thought, this was my thought, this would be a very, very good business for the future, to have treatments with no side effects. So I started in this for distributing such products. But in a short time, we had a good network of famous doctors with great results in this field. We had university institutes, and since 20 years, our company is a research and a developing company. And in these 20 years, we had cooperations with 12 different universities. And in the most time, we looked in our researches what happens on cell levels with the treatment which we are using.
I know that, for example, it was also a very interesting story for how did you get in the development, because you were a clear businessman, and then some investors came to you and wanted to invent, wanted to ask you what the best medical device would be, and then it was developed by a university.
Yes, I was successful in the business. Therefore, an investor came to us and said, "We have a project. We want to start a project with such products, and we get benefits from the government. So." We could get in this time credits from the government, so we started to develop a product with the university in Linz. This is Upper Austria, and we make a patent first time in the world. We make digital signals for treating humans, and with digital signals you are much more exactly than with analog.
And how is the University of Budapest involved in this business?
So when we make this development with the university in Linz, we had a connection to the University of Budapest, a biokinetic. He is a member in the Society of Scientists. And only one of biokinetic can be a member in one country. This is depending from his efforts of publishing very high-level researches. And when he he bought himself a device from us, and he said, "If you have a next development, I have some ideas." So we created with him programs where we can navigate the autonomic nervous system. We created waveforms and signals and frequencies programs where you can push in vitality, or in the opposite, where you can bring to the body the relaxation and the regeneration. And the regeneration is preparing the maintenance in our body, which daily happens. Overnight, when we are sleeping, we have closed the eyes. We do not use our muscles. The body take all the resources for maintenance over the night. And if you cannot go in the deep relaxation, the body cannot make the repairs, and so the acceleration of aging is starting. The acceleration from chronic disease will start.
Okay. And the situation is here,
Dr. Karl. You have some questions.
Yeah. Something came to mind here, because electromagnetic radiation is, you know, we have problems with cell phone towers and electromagnetic devices that are made to make people electrosensitive, or they have ill effects. So, but you're doing something different here. You're using electromagnetics to stimulate the body. So can you talk about the difference, why one is perceived as being harmful, and yours is seen as regenerative and helpful?
Yes. All our body is an electric system. In our body are swimming electric ions. And these electric ions around our cell membranes make tension, a high tension. And with this high electric tension, the cell can control the metabolic system. So therefore, it needs this electric in our body. And if you walk through the magnetic field of the Earth, the electric ions which are swimming in our body liquids will be moved. And what we do is similar. If we walk through the electric magnetic field of the Earth, and as specific, we can move the electric ions in the right way. But electrosmog pollution is in a very high frequencies, about one megahertz, gigahertz. And this is a frequency which is bad for our body. Our body is disturbed from this.
Yes. I was going to say the different, you can also get ill effects from low frequencies, 50 cycles, 60 cycles too. That's where a lot of biology works. However, what I think you are doing is you're using your devices to interrogate the body to see what frequencies are needed. And yes, then when you put them back, so your electrosmog is just random frequencies. They're all over, but yours, you measure the body, you interrogate the body first, see what's deficient, and then you send it back for the healing process. So it's a very specific form. Whereas in the electrosmog, you're susceptible to all kinds of things that you may or may not need, and that can cause havoc on the body. Am I right?
Yes, you are right. We have we measured our body himself make electric signals in the EKG, electrocardiogram from the heart, in the EEG, electroencephalogram of the brain. So we can see if we make an intervention with our signals, what's the body reactions. We took some measure systems, which is coming from the space scientific. The Russia was developing a system for measuring the meridians. The Chinese medicine is existing since 3,000 years. And it's the flow of the energy. And there are 12 main meridians, the lung, the intestine, the small intestine, the heart circulation system, the heart themselves, and so on. So we can measure on the endpoint of the meridians the energy. We can measure how many energy you have set on the left side, on the right side. Is there a disbalance? Is there a blockade? And we can also measure after an invention what happens with the energy in our body. So we are working together with a company, Sanamedis, which has human body measurings with our devices, more than 200,000 on a human body. This is the state of energy in the body before an intervention with our device, with biofrequencies, electromagnetic fields, or with laser therapy. And then we can see, is this a good intervention? It helps the body for regulation or not.
Excellent, excellent. And so can you give the listeners an idea of what the setup is? If somebody goes and uses this device, do they hold two rods? Is it one rod? Do they need to sit on a mat? Do they need to have a cushion?
Yes.
The
device is consists of several applicators. These applicators, first of all, you start every time on the whole body, applicator. With the whole body applicator, you can bring your body in the right rhythm of the autonomic system. In the morning, your brain is acting with another frequency than in the evening. And if you want to start very powerful in your day, you need these frequencies. And if you want at the end of the day to leave the stress situation, you make the regeneration program, and all is possible with the device. And this is the main applicator, the whole body applicator. And additional to the whole body applicator, we make a clean up of microbes, viruses, of bacteria and other fungi, which are disturbing our milieus in the body. And if you are in contact with fungi, because you have very wet rooms where you live, there are such black spots on the wall.
Spores.
This can be very dangerous for your health. And we clean up this by identified frequencies to damage such microbes. And additional to the whole body applicator, you can save time, you make clean up your body, and therefore we have different frequency packages. You start perhaps with package one is cleaning up blood and lymph system. Second is cleaning up your detox system, liver, kidney, and the nerve system. It's also a pain applicator. The frequency package number three is an infect. There are streptococcus, which you can find in your throat when you have problems in the bronchus, in the lungs. You can use this. There are also viruses on it from influenza. Several influenza viruses are inside, also the swine flu, perhaps. And the chip number four is for inflammation situations. Wherever you have inflammations in your body, in your muscles, in your joints, in your organs, you can use the package number four. And we have six further packages. I will not all these packages now explain, but then I can invite you for a presentation of Sansa.
Okay, fantastic. One question came to mind when you mentioned viruses, and you may guess what it is. Do you have a package for the COVID?
Yes. The last, once a year, we make a scientific day. On this scientific day, there have been three professors from different universities. And one of the professors is from the National Research Center in Bologna. And he developed a diagnosis system which is working with frequency analysis, like spectral analysis. Yes?
Yeah, frequent analyzer, yes.
Every disease emits other frequencies. So he was measuring about, on the research center, about 250 different COVID positive people, patients. And he made the spectral analysis of them. There are COVID positive with symptoms and asymptoms with no symptoms, yes? All of them, he made the analysis. And then he had mathematics, which frequencies he has measured are still every time there. because you are emitting also frequencies from the metabolic. You are also the information system of our cells also are in these frequencies analysis. But these frequencies are changing in seconds. So he was filtering all these frequencies which are standing always at COVID patients. So we had about 40 different frequencies. Then we took these frequencies and looked for every single frequency have this frequency therapeutic effect. We simulated a COVID attack. So we take the blood and the hairs from a COVID patient, took it in a balloon. This balloon was connected electric with an carrier frequency, and we bring with this carrier frequency the information of COVID into a healthy person. And now we saw immediately the energy of the meridians going down in different meridians.
Wow, so, that's fantastic. So you recorded the information of the COVID from the person electromagnetically, and then stored it and sent it, and then rebroadcast it to a patient a person who wasn't with COVID, and their meridian energies went down.
Wow. Yes. So, and we see which of these, from the 40 different frequencies, which frequency is helpful for regulation. And so we find out 30 different frequencies of them. And additional, we give to these frequencies a stabilizing lung frequency, a system frequency, and a cleaning up of microbes which you can find in nose, in throat, in bronchus and lungs. This is our chip for the respiratory system. And also, we know from the National Research Center what happens if you have the COVID attack in your body. The blood becomes thick. The inflammation goes very high. The fever goes up. The heart and the breath, the rhythm of the breath is disturbed. So you can also bring a lot of oxygen with the electromagnetic SANSA signal. It's a envelope signal. We make a patent for it. And with this envelope signal, you can transport a lot of oxygen into the cell.
But we have to make a difference here, because you have, on the one hand, for example, concerning the COVID, you work here on the biological resonance therapy, and this is, for example, this signal what you're talking about.
Yes, but the combination is very good. Yes, therefore we researched what happens with these frequencies we detected from COVID patients. Which of these frequencies are helpful for biofrequencies transmitted by hand electrodes by microcurrent? So then we can also have a help, because the symptom of the COVID disease is you have thick blood, you have inflammations, you have less of oxygen in your structures, in the lungs and in the nerves. And therefore, you can also use the envelope signal to bring oxygen, to reduce the inflammation, and you can defeat the microbes with the hand electrodes.
That's interesting. Just to be clear, what the envelope, that's the combination of these. Is it the envelope signal you mentioned? Is this the combination?
Yes.
Okay, just
this is clear. This is the combination, which is very helpful and useful. And now we're also working together with an Italian famous doctor. He is treating COVID patients with this frequency chip and with the Sansa envelope magnetic signals. And then we can get, I think, in 2 or 3 months from him, the labor tests, IgG and IgM.
Oh, that's really exciting research. People don't hear about this. It's all vaccinations is the only way to go. And here you are making great progress.
But vaccination to develop is a very, very long time to go. And then we have 40 or 50 different companies which are doing, and you don't know which is the best one, and you will know in 5 or 6 years.
And there's a possibility of side effects too, but not with your system.
The vaccination can have high level side effects.
Can you more explain how does this biological resonance therapy works? Because I think many people don't understand how it can happen that, for example, by having the sticks in metal sticks in the hand, how it can happen that the virus can be destroyed.
Yes, every microbe has an own frequency and an own resonance of frequency where you can damage it. And this frequency, if a microbe is coming in your body and is damaging some structure, the body is learning, oh, this is a bad one. And so immune cells will be educated if you met somebody with this frequency, please catch him, attack him, kill him. So we made a film. When we get the cascades of the different frequencies and the envelope signals from the magnetic field, we go to a lab. We took a lady doctor, with us. She was not ill, so she only has a very stressful work. And we took her blood and we make a diagnosis of this blood. And after the diagnosis, we saw a lot of agglutinations of erythrocytes. Erythrocytes was together. And in a money roll, like a money roll. Yes. And the erythrocyte has the, is here for transporting oxygen. The erythrocyte took the oxygen on the surface and bring it through the body, through capillaries, and so everywhere in the body where oxygen is needed will be served. So we took her blood and we first started to treat this blood with the biofrequencies, with the frequencies of the microbes. And we had metal clips for it to give it on the microscope to bring directly these frequencies to the blood. And after 5 or 7 seconds, the sleepy immune cells, eosinophile, neutrophile granulocytes, start to move to clean up the spaces between the cells. And these cells make the solution for viruses, bacteria, fungi, and tumor, cancer cells. Everybody in our, every day in our body can be a cancer cell. And the immune system, in which is very, very strong, can solve this problem. And a sleepy immune system, which are not working, is forgetting this, and these cells can grow.
I have a question. When you, first of all, you found that the erythrocytes, or the red blood cells, were stacked in a ReLU formation, and then you sent the biofrequency. Did you send the biofrequencies to this woman and then take the blood again and look at it, or did you just apply the frequencies directly to the blood on this on the slide?
Both.
Ah, okay, good.
First, we treated on the microscope directly the blood.
Yes.
To see this very good impression to see this, and then the next step was, we bring the cushion applicator in front of the microscope, and we bring to the microscope the electromagnetic field, and now we can see the erythrocytes, which was agglutinated before, was polarized again on the surface, and if they are polarized all in plus, so they are going away, like two magnets with the same pole. Yes? So this we can see directly on the microscope. So, and we knew this very good effect, if we show this effect, hospital clinical chief, he will say, yes, this is a wonderful thing to see, but it's not in the body. It's outside the body, and I can't believe this is working in the body also. So therefore, we make the second step in this experiment, and we bring the lady doctor, her hands on the cushion, the hand electrodes on the cushion, 16 minutes with the Vitality program. And after 16 minutes, we took again blood. And we make now the comparison from beginning and now. And at the beginning was full of money rolls and agglutinations of erythrocytes. And after the treatment here on the cushion, we see not any money roll more. And it was... the blood was after able to transport 700% more, seven times more oxygen than before.
That's really quite impressive.
And this film you can see on the YouTube channel, Sansa Blood Film or Santerra Number 4 Health.
No, that's I'd like to take a look at that. I know there's other PEMF things. There was years ago I was looking at one, a pulsed electromagnetic device, and it was only very small, and I don't think it had the same frequency selectability as your device. And I always wondered if you're just pumping a full spectrum of magnetic field at someone, you may kill things and parasites or fungi or whatever, or disturb them, but you may also cause other effects. And I think the frequency selectivity is very strategic because you're not upsetting other systems. It's direct.
Yeah, of course. It was very I think in the 60s, 70s, there was a German professor, Kraus, from Garmisch-Partenkirchen. He developed the first thing for the musculoskeletal system. He was healing tumors of bones. The bone cancer was so big that the bone was disappearing. And after 6 weeks, the bone was again there. It was a very, very interesting thing. And so this pulsating electromagnetic field has attention also in the American medicine. And like Bassett, Bassett made a big study with people which have a disturbance of bone healings. Bone healings, which are breaks, which are minimum 18 months ago, is not healing. Minimum one surgery had it, was included in this study, and I think it was about 100 such patients. And in 6 weeks, 80% was healed from PANF. But you need high intensity electromagnetic field. It's not able with such a thing. These devices has a weight from 50, 70 kilos.
Right.
In this time. Now we developed high performance generator, just where we can do also the same electromagnetic field till 10,000 microtesla. This means about 200 times the Earth magnetic field. And if you want to make a fast responding on a bone, on a joint, and a musculoskeletal problem, you need this power of intensity.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. I know the bone is piezoelectric, and you lose bone density unless you apply stress and movement. It generates the electrical intensity to generate the bone and make them stronger. So it's quite interesting to accelerate the healing process that you apply a magnetic field that is 200 times greater than the Earth's magnetic field. And would it have a frequency the same as the Schumann resonance frequency? I'm thinking of the Earth's magnetic field. Or for this bone healing, is it some other frequency? I'm just curious.
Yes.